My name is Birdie, and I'm a medium. That means I can communicate with spirits, amongst other things. I started seeing spirits before I can even remember. I grew up feeling cursed, but now I am in control of my abilities.
My name is Robert, and I'm a paranormal investigator. That means I'm researching and deep diving unexplained phenomena. I grew up in a haunted house, but now I am investigating hauntings around the world.
Welcome to our Spirit Diaries. Hello, and welcome to the Spirit Diaries. My name is Birdie, and I'm here with my co-host,
Robert.
And we are so excited for today's episode. So for those of you who don't know, we are currently live on Instagram. But for you, it's going to be the past.
Little time travel for you.
Yeah, so we are trying out filming the podcast live on Instagram. So a few of you are watching us right now, which is so cool. And
I love you the most.
And
a heart popped up right when that happened. I feel it. I feel the love.
So if you guys aren't following us on Instagram, you're going to want to go over to Instagram.com/Spirit Diaries Podcast. So go over there and check it out. So for those of you interested, if you want to help support the podcast, one of the ways that really helps is by checking out our shop on Etsy. It's etsy.com/shop/spirit diaries. Over there, we sell our candles and we have cool room sprays. And I've been adding so much herbs and resin mixes and incense. I have been working like crazy to get new products going. So if you guys do want to support further, you can go over there. And of course, we always have to say that we love our patrons over on patreon.com/spirit diaries. We have exclusive stuff for our patrons. So behind the scenes footage, they get episode podcasts without ads. That's a new perk. And I love them because they are what keeps this going. They make me feel like I am worthy.
So you keep us knowing that we're sane and like someone actually wants to hear us and we're not just talking to ourselves
talking
every week.
Talking into the void.
Hello, everyone. Here's my story.
That's how it started. So don't shame me. I liked it. So for those of you who do follow us on Instagram, last week I posted a photo of this like forest area. It was just like some trees and a clearing. And I asked all of you what you sensed. And what happened during that photo is I was just hanging out, doing my thing. And there was a spirit right there. And I thought, I know I'm seeing it with my third eye or whatever you want to call it.
Right.
But I thought if I take a photo of it, will other people be able to pick up on the energy? Because someone on Twitter asked if I can read things from photos. Mm-hmm. And I totally can.
Right. You've done that for videos as well.
Yeah. So photos and videos, there's like these energetic imprints that are there that I can pick up on spirits. And that's one of the first ways I started giving readings is through photos of people's houses. Mm-hmm. And I would be able to sort of tell them what's there. And we still do this now. We love looking at old houses.
I think it's like an every other day like hobby.
Yeah. Every other day. I think it's like five times a day.
For you.
I'm
in the mines.
I have a really bad addiction. You act like I don't work.
I said every other day. You're the one that said every day. What kind of like are you putting that on me for? You said I act like you don't work.
Yeah, because you keep saying you're in the mines. Where am I? I'm lounging in a castle browsing old houses.
Yes, while I'm in the mines.
No, see? So in these old home photos, all the time, I'm like, oh, here's this spirit. There's this spirit. There's this spirit. And then a fun thing I like to do is like look up the history and deep dive that house and verify it. So if you are like questioning if you're a medium or if you are a medium. It's one of my favorite things to do is just to look at photos of old houses that have a known history, and then deep diving them and being like, yep, I'm cool. So no, honestly, I thrive off of validation. Mm-hmm. It just makes me feel not crazy. So I took a photo of this spirit and I posted on Instagram and we got a bunch of responses. So people were responding with how they felt. And the weirdest thing happened. There was like three agreeances everybody had.
Right.
So I will talk about what you guys sensed first and then I will talk about what I sensed. And the whole thing here is there is no proven history here. This wasn't a known spot. I literally was sitting in a parking lot, looked next to me and was like, oh, hey, spirit. That's what happened. So I can't say, you know, you're wrong, I'm right. That's not a thing. So I don't want anybody to feel weird about it. And the thing is all of you agreed with each other.
Right.
Which is
in some capacity or another.
Right. Which is really interesting. So the biggest group of people thought it was a child.
Right.
And there was some who gave more details. There's some who gave less details, which is totally fine. The majority agreed it was a child. Then one of them defined that it was a male child, mm-hmm. but nobody else gave a gender to the child. And then they did agree that it was under like 5 to 6 years old.
Mm-hmm.
I thought that was so cool that a few people did that. Then a few other people, I think there was two or three people who felt a earthy type presence. So whether that be like earth spirit, elemental, more like a human who was aligned with nature more.
Right.
A few people picked up on that. And then there was a couple of people who said they felt just a weird, dark entity presence.
Which is a weird, like, opposite of, I feel like, what other people were saying. So it's interesting to see, like,
but
everyone there, different feelings.
Right, but there was the three groups right. of people who felt a child,
right.
people who felt an earth energy, and people who felt a negative feeling.
Mm-hmm.
And what I will say is what I was picking up was a child spirit.
Mm-hmm.
I also agreed it was a male. And to me, he was wearing gray. And this is actually a spirit I keep seeing popping up around this one area. So I'm sure eventually I'm going to have to figure out what's going on.
Who it is.
Yeah, because I seen him not too far from there in a graveyard as I was driving by and I'm like, whoa. So I'm sure that's not the last time I'll run into him. Which is why I was curious what other people were picking up about him. But the people who said earthy, I can totally understand that. It was a small little forested area of the parking lot. So while it wasn't a forest, it's definitely a peaceful energy. And if people came out of the businesses around that area,
mm-hmm.
they could have like sat in that spot and sort of chilled.
Mm-hmm.
So that could have left an energetic impression. And then the people who picked up on negativity, I also had a wicked headache coming from the building nearest to this spot. And I think it was from like frustrations of people who like work there. So I think people who were picking up more on the like darker side of like the like there's this weird oppressive presence could have been picking up on that too, because that was definitely also an environmental element to that. And I think based on what you guys are picking up on really depends on your headspace. So I've noticed you and I will get different spirits first, depending on, you know, how open they are. So I'm curious if you got the more negative side, were you at work or in a work mindset? Like,
and to corroborate, to like, I've been in that building and people are frustrated.
I have too. And there is a lot of frustration there. So it was interesting. I think I want to post more like psychic games sort of thing like that, just because I think it's interesting and fun. Yeah, so that was cool. So this morning, I had an emergency case to go to, which doesn't frequently happen at all. I don't think there's many emergency cases ever. I think the spirit world is kind of pretty calm for the most part, and people who are even dealing with more negative type situations don't necessarily need like right now, come right now sort of thing. So this was a bit unusual. So anyways, I was grocery shopping, came home. I threw the groceries everywhere over the house. They're still scattered all over the house. And I took off in the car onto this case. So this family had received something that they felt was immediately causing chaos in their life. So this particular object was brought into the home, and as soon as they got it inside, immediately started having activity, like wild poltergeisty type activity, hearing things, moving things. Just the vibe was all off. Their pets were acting funny. Just immediate, like, I've never even heard of anything like right when it enters, just like chaos ensuing in the house. So I went over to see like what the heck is going on, what is causing this. So this object just was like infused with bad energy. So it's interesting because objects can be haunted, you know, like haunted dolls, haunted furniture, haunted things. This one was infused with really weird, weird, weird energy intended to be like malevolent towards the family. So they did not know this until they brought it into their house and had this whole discussion of like, who gave this to you?
Was what the hell?
Yeah. So that kind of went down, but things were going on. Luckily, I was able to get the object out of the house. Number one, if you bring something in your house and it's causing like all this chaos, just throw it outside.
Remove it from your
house. Just get it outside. Don't leave it inside. If you really believe like, oh, this object right here, we just brought it in, we've never had paranormal activity, now all this activity happens, just chuck it outside.
Just don't throw it into fire. We don't want to burn whatever it is.
Do you want to explain why you don't necessarily go and burn things?
So for a lot of different objects or things in the spiritual realm, you don't want to burn things because that will release it in a wild manner.
Wait. I'm channeling a message from beyond. It's from today's sponsors who make creating this podcast possible.
Hey, it's Birdie. Did you know that we have an Etsy shop filled with handmade items and incredible vintage pieces perfect for witchy and spooky decor? Go over to spiritdiaries.etsy.com. That's spiritdiaries.etsy.com. And indulge in self-care with my handmade bath salts, bath bombs, body oils, room sprays, and 100% beeswax candles. Treat yourself and help us go on more spooky adventures and keep this podcast going.
Hey, it's Birdie. Did you all know that Robert and I went on a spooky adventure? We visited 6 notoriously haunted locations over the course of 6 days, and we recorded it all. We've even won a film award for it. Yeah, that's right. We freaking won. And this is all available to watch for free over on our YouTube channel, youtube.com/spiritdiaries. Yep. Go watch it right now, subscribe, leave thumbs up, and tell all your friends about our free season streaming on YouTube right now at youtube.com/spiritdiaries. I can't believe we did it.
And I mean, you want to dispose of things properly, because if you release things, you can cause a whole other mess of issues. And fire is typically the first thing people think of when they think, oh, get rid of it. I'm just going to destroy it. I'm going to burn it. It's like, no, don't burn it, because you're going to release it into the surrounding area or wherever you are. And then it could be 10 times worse because you pissed it off.
Right. So if there isn't specific energy, like an entity infused in the item, so burning it releases it, which is why a lot of, like, using dolls for an example, a lot of haunted dolls are kept in sealed cases. Mm-hmm. They don't burn the dolls. Like, there's nothing you can really do besides, like, coffin them and protect that. So this is kind of similar to a haunted doll, which is why I'm sort of using the doll as a example. First thing I did, get it outside, and then I was able to remove the entity bound into it. So this particular object had additions of things that could be undone. So basically undoing the work that was put into it.
Or dispelling.
Yeah. And then I brought my handy dandy black salt, which is such a good thing, and just sprinkled it over it. And we put it back in this box they gave it to them in. And I took it, disposed of it properly, did not burn it. And then I came back and then did a huge cleansing on the house. This is the first time while this object was in the house that my white light candles have sizzled. And as soon as the object was removed from the house, it stopped sizzling. And I have not had a candle sizzle besides years and years ago with the Demi Demon.
Mm-hmm.
So
at that one person's house.
Yeah. This is the first time since then that I've had a candle immediately start bubbling. And of course, I'm like, there's no way this is happening. So I brought a bunch of candles with me because I was gifting them some.
Yeah.
And I lit a second candle, and that second candle also started to be like, mm-hmm. So as soon as the object was taken, candles were fine. So strange how that happens.
That's so weird.
Yeah. So I just want to talk about, I know a lot of people are like, how do you cleanse your space? And we're going to talk about ways you can cleanse and get rid of that energy. And it's good to cleanse even if there's not like a haunted object or anything like this going on. We like to cleanse too after, like, if we're just in a funk, or even if there's a few like really gray days in a row.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, or if you have an argument or anything like that, a bad day at work, it's good to just clear out the energy and just start fresh.
It's like dusting off the cobwebs of, like, just making sure everything's clean and orderly.
Yeah, so you don't have to wait until something bad is happening.
So things are moving in your house.
Yeah. This was an extreme case. They have a cleansing ritual they need to follow for a little bit just to make sure all that. That was an intense burst of, like, poltergeist activity, mm-hmm. which is just, I... this is the weirdest case that I've had in a really, really long time, which is why I'm like, please let me talk about this. I will be vague. Like, so yeah, that was a strange one. So for cleansing, I know the, like, main thing that's pushed is sage. Mm-hmm. And that has such a weird connotation to it, because sage is really popular, but sage is sourced in less than ethical ways, and there is a lot of cultural appropriation behind using sage,
right?
Which we're not going to get into all of those details. I highly recommend you guys look up safe ways to use sage, because it is important that you're getting sustainably sourced items. And even other items, you want to make sure they're coming from reputable resources, because a lot of these things that we use for cleansing are endangered,
mm-hmm.
or on the verge of, like, going extinct.
Or causing environmental impacts based on how they're grown.
Yeah, so it's one of those things that you have to sort of pay attention to, just because there's a lot of stuff. So If you don't have any metaphysical shops near you, or you don't have any on-hand items to use for cleansing, you can use literally like the four elements to cleanse.
Mm-hmm.
There's four, right?
There are. There are indeed.
So for wind, cleansing, you can open all the windows in your house if you're trying to cleanse a house, mm-hmm. and just let the air and wind blow through the house. And just the act of letting fresh air in and letting it blow through the house and go out is a way to cleanse without smoke, without getting any special items or mm-hmm. anything. And even if you want to cleanse yourself, if you just stand outside and let the wind blow, it is one of my favorite ways to just immediately feel refreshed and cleansed.
Right.
And then there's also sound. That's not an element. Okay.
The third one's Jell-O.
Jell-O. Shut up. You are so freaking rude. So even though sound isn't an element, sound is a good way to cleanse. We'll get back to the elements after sound. So you can use singing bowls, or they have the bells. So some people call them witch bells. There's also Tibetan bells that you can use to create cleansing.
Ding. Like that.
Or, I mean, even my parents, I bought them a singing bowl. Mm-hmm. But before that, they just played singing bowl things on YouTube throughout the house. And that worked for them.
Yeah.
So, I mean, you don't even have to own any of this. So the second element you can use to cleanse is earth. And some of the things that you should have in your house that are cleansing are sea salt. So you can throw the salt around your house, or you can sprinkle it across doorways.
Mm-hmm.
And I have the black salt, which I really like using for this. But regular salt works too.
What is black salt, for those who don't know?
So black salt, our black salt is ash from protection rituals mixed in with sea salt. So that has a ton of protective herbs in it, like a ton.
Mm-hmm.
And I find it incredibly effective. And then salt is like this thing that's always been used as protection. And salt goes way back as being like a really important thing because it used to preserve food.
Right.
So it's always been regarded highly in history, which I think is where it started to get its notoriety as being like a protective element. Mm-hmm. And then pepper, black pepper works for cleansing too. So black pepper is one of those things that provides protection. And if you guys look at our Algies candles, one of the essential oils in that is black pepper. And I find that it works really well, and you can use it the same as salt. But be careful if you have pets with pepper, because it does irritate their nose severely. So don't use the pepper if you have cats or puppies. At all.
Mm-hmm. It makes the ghost sneeze too. That's why you use it. Because ghost is like, achoo, damn it, I'm out of here.
That's how you can tell if you have ghosts. You sprinkle pepper, and if you hear sneezing. A sneeze. Oh. Okay, and then there's also fire for cleansing. So whether that's incense or doing a cauldron, which I love.
For clarification, do not light your house on fire in order to cleanse it.
Or if you have like a fire pit or a fireplace, you can light a fire. And that is also something that you can use as visualization, or like candles. Any candle will work. I like using our golden light candles.
Make sure you have proper ventilation when you're doing these things.
Yes. Help visualize just like a pure glowing light,
mm-hmm.
and let that visualization grow like this beautiful ball of energy as it grows out and fills every space in your house, like every closet, every cabinet. And I really like fire for the visualization aspect, because I think it's one of the things that I find helps most in private mm-hmm. cases, because it gives you something physical to look at and see. So more so than the wind or the sound. I think a lot of people like that visualization aspect of like, when this is lit, it's protecting me. Mm-hmm. And I do too. Candles are one of my favorite ways to cleanse after today's mess this morning. I have golden light candles going in our house right now to just make sure our energy here stays good and I didn't take anything home.
Right.
So.
And the candles and just the flames in general, I think also kind of help with the whole warmth and heat of it. With your mindset, help bring you into a calmer space so that you're able to bring down your own anxiety and energy to a place where you can be cleansed and things aren't more attracted to you in a negative sense.
Yeah, absolutely. And then, of course, there is water. A lot of people, this, of course, like holy water, if you're of the Christian faith, a lot of people enjoy using that to cleanse their house. But some people like just blessing water, depending on their religion. A lot of people don't believe you have to be a priest or of the Christian faith to bless water. So that can be a thing that you do as well. And then just like sprinkle water around your house. You can also mix some salt with water and make a salt water mix and like wash your walls mm-hmm. from top to bottom with it to just like wipe away the negative energy. That's more of an extreme case if you need to like wipe down the walls. I've only had, I think, one person I've ever recommended to do that to their house. So
we did it at my childhood home. Robert.
I think you're the only person who I felt like had such an extreme case to mm-hmm. where that was something you should do. But that can also be done. So I know the spiritual world, once you start looking into like, oh my gosh, I need help, there's always going to be people who have a million different products and are like, this one's for this, this one's for that. And I mean, we have products like that, but I'm saying you just don't need the fancy stuff. I do like, I have a few items that I absolutely mm-hmm. make for myself or I buy because I feel like those items work better. But that's a personal preference. You don't need a fancy stuff, any fancy things. If your house is, you know, freaking out, I'm sure there's something in your kitchen that you can just grab and do.
Right. I mean, it's kind of a personal preference. And as you try different things, you'll kind of see what works best for you and what you prefer. Some people don't like the smoke. Some people don't like certain aspects or don't want to set off their smoke alarms or... Just depending on person to person, whether you have allergies or asthma, it's like there's certain things you don't want to do. So it's best to explore a bunch of different options in order to see what works best for you and how you feel afterwards.
What is your favorite way to cleanse? Or, yeah, cleanse.
Fire.
I know.
Fire is my favorite way.
I'm a huge smoke cleanser as well. I think the candles and smoke, I really like it. And when you do cleansing, you can open up all of your cabinets in your house if you really want to be super thorough. Like cabinets, doors, closets, open everything. And then when you do cleanse, if you are cleansing your house, you always want to start at like the backmost of the house and work your way towards the front door or back door. Just work your way towards the door.
From one side of the house to the other side of the house.
Yeah. So basically like your... Think of it like you're escorting somebody else out, like you're dusting, but you are also walking out the dust like to the front door. So you'd start in the furthest room, wipe it out, you know, cleanse it out, walk through all the rooms, and then you just keep working your way room by room to the front, and then you throw them away outside. Right.
And we like to have like one whichever door we're pushing towards, we like to make sure it's either the screen door is open or the door itself is open. That way it kind of creates that doorway for them to leave through. And then mm-hmm. when we're done, we close the door and lock it and it's done.
Yes. Yes, absolutely. Cool. And then we'll talk really quickly about grounding. So grounding is something that goes sort of hand in hand with cleansing. So you'd want to ground if you're feeling like overwhelmed with energy. As you will see in episode 3 that comes out on Friday, after that episode, I did severe grounding and cleansing. So that is something to where if you're feeling like an overwhelm of energy, or you're feeling just like that energetic drain to where there's just so many people pulling energy from you, you just need a second to regain yourself. Mm-hmm. Sometimes that comes out in dizziness or unsteadiness, or sometimes you feel like detached from the world. That's a really good time to just put yourself aside and ground.
Yeah.
So for grounding, again, if you think about the four elements, that's a really good place to start. So for earth is just going outside.
Mm-hmm.
And my favorite way to ground is by visualizing yourself as a tree, and your feet are like roots and they go down into the ground, and you just think about all that negativity and weird energy and funk going out of you and through the roots into the ground, and the earth takes it and the earth does its thing and cleans the energy, and then you can pull back up positive, clean energy. Some people like to pull it up from the roots. Other people like to pull down energy that's mm-hmm. positive from like the sky. And then they let it out in the earth as like sort of like the precipitation cycle sort of visualization. Either way, you just want to make sure all the funk goes out and you let that go. And then you pull in only good stuff.
Mm-hmm.
It's really simple. I think that's one of my favorite ways to ground. Another way is, again, wind, just like the cleansing. Stand outside, drive in your car with the windows down. Let the wind go through your hair and just like let that wash you free of any bad funk.
And if you're driving through a backcountry road and there's no houses around and no people, a good way to get out some of those anxious feelings is to roll down your window and scream as loud as you can.
Don't tell them our secrets, Robert.
Just make sure that there's no houses and no cars, because you will freak people out.
Do not tell them our secrets. There is a specific road that I scream every single time on.
Good for anxiety.
Yeah, it helps. And then, of course, there's fire. So there's grounding incense, grounding cauldrons, grounding fires. We love using fires as grounding. Mm. It's one of our favorite ways jointly to just let go and recenter ourselves. And then water. So every day, your bath or a shower, when you wash off, just imagine all the like bad energy from the day. You're just like scrubbing off and it's just going down the drain. And only nice, clean energy is coming down on you. We personally do this every time we come home from a location. The first thing we do is shower after a location to do that visualization of washing off. Again, I know some people, some investigators like to shower and add in holy water to wash mm-hmm. themselves off. Other people use blessed water or other different types of blessed waters. But just shower water can work fine. Or if you go to the ocean or the river, again, this is my number one way to ground, is if I'm like super, super, super off, I just drive straight to the ocean.
Mm-hmm.
And that fixes me so well. I'm a little water spirit.
You're a mermaid.
I'm a mermaid. So yeah, hopefully that helps. If you guys have any questions about cleansing or grounding, please never ever hesitate to ask. And don't think that everybody is not capable of cleansing or grounding. Everybody is. You don't have to be special. I think that's one of the biggest misconceptions, is people are like, oh, you have to pay like $500 to cleanse. Like, no, you don't.
You don't need a specific person to do it for you either.
No, you can do it with household items. You can do it with no items. It is, you know, it is a thing. Do you want to mimic a singing bowl and cleanse our house?
Cleansed.
That went on 5 minutes longer than I thought it was going to. I don't know how you went that long.
I got good lungs. My lungs are cleansed.
And with that, we thank you all for listening to the Spirit Diaries. Before we go, please, please, please go watch our episode coming out this Friday. You will not want to miss it. It will be live at 8 p.m. Eastern. We will be live in the chat. And you know what? We might just be live on Instagram again. So please go watch that. It really helps us if you guys watch that and give it a thumbs up. Comment, all those fun things. This is the scariest episode potentially, so you won't want to miss out on Post Town Elementary.
That's true.
So thank you all for listening to the Spirit Diaries.
Peace.